the people of London knew that not having the sign repainted had more to do with Scrooge's tight-fisted unwillingness to part with a few shillings than for preserving the good name of the business. Ebenezer Scrooge was, in most opinions, a sour miser, secret and self-contained, and as solitary as an oyster. The coldness that dwelled within him froze his old features, nipped his pointed nose, shriveled his cheek, made his eyes red-rimmed and his thin lips blue. The door leading to Scrooge's inner office was open so that he might keep an eye on his clerk, Bob Cratchit, who busied himself at his own desk, copying columns of figures from one ledger into another. Although a small fire glowed at the grate beside Scrooge, a smaller fire of perhaps one coal winked on and off beside his clerk. Bob Cratchit reached for the tongs to add another lump of coal to his fire when Scrooge erupted.
Mr. Cratchit?
Yes, Mr. Scrooge?
Coal costs money, Mr. Cratchit. My money. And once burned, the coal's usefulness has expired. Your coat, on the other hand, once purchased, provides warmth for as long as you shall own it.
I'm already wearing my coat,
then,
sir.
Then put on your overcoat if you must.
The clerk, already wearing his scarf and gloves to ward off the chill, buttoned his overcoat around his tall, lean frame.